With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Pedek Rambam, the fourth chapter of Hilchos Brachos. Rambam writes in Halacha Zayin that Gomar Beliboy Melecho Lo Melishtois, a person who decides not to continue eating and not to continue drinking, and then that person changes their mind and they desire, to continue eating and to continue drinking. Now, in the context of what we have been learning previously, that if you change your location, it brings upon a new obligation to make brachas. Again, here says Rambam, even though you did not make any place change, you're sitting in the same place. Simply because there was a time in which you decided not to continue eating and drinking. Now, you have to make a new bracha prior to the eating, prior to the drinking. With all of the details over here, that in this case, you don't need to make first a bracha achreina and then a new bracha reshoina. The bracha achreina that you will make at the end will cover everything that you ate in this lapse and in the prior lapse. But the concept is that your decision in your heart of, I ended the meal, now you change your mind and you continue eating, you have to make a new bracha reshoina. Now this halacha of the Rambam comes from the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. In the beginning, the Gemara is speaking about people that they verbalize, let us bench, that ends the meal. Now if they continue, they decide to continue, then they have to make a new bracha reshoina, but that is a verbalized change of mind. In other words, it's a verbalized decision of the meal ended. But then the Gemara gives other stories. The Gemara tells us that Ameimar and Mazutra and Avashi, they were sitting together at a meal. And Ameimar, when they brought him a cup, he made a bracha reshoina. When they brought him another cup of wine, he made another bracha reshoina. They asked him, why did you do that? So Ameimar says that Nimlachana. In other words, I changed my mind about drinking more. When he drank the first cup of wine, he felt satisfied with the drinking of wine. Now that he changed his mind, now he has to make a new bracha. Now the commentators here, that David challenges that Rambam, that since the source is from the Ameimar story, it should only be for drinking. Bottom line is that Rambam paskens this as a rule, both for eating and for drinking. Even only a mental decision, the meal for me is over, that ends the meal enough that if you then change your mind and you continue, you have to make a new bracha. I heard from my Rosh Yeshiva Rab Leib, may he be well, Rosh Yeshiva in Miami, that the Rebbe gave shiurim before he assumed to become the Rebbe in the 1940s. The Friedrich Rebbe, when he came to America, borrowed a term that we find in Chazal called Machshava Moyeles. The Friedrich Rebbe applied it for the following, being that the air, the avir in America needed to be refined and made holy. So the Friedrich Rebbe made this campaign that people should chazir, Mishnayos by heart, Tanya by heart, and whenever you walk in the streets, you should continuously say words of the Holy Torah, and that will be Metayr da Avir. And the Friedrich Rebbe added that if and when the person is walking in a location outdoors, that halachically one is not allowed to articulate holy words. Just for example, if there's a very bad odor nearby, then, said the Friedrich Rebbe, during that period of time, you should think words of Torah, because machshava moyeles, because even your thoughts have the power to elevate and to purify the avir around us. Now, the people then that challenged the Friedrich Rebbe, they claimed that, where do you find that one's machshava can have any effect? So one of the shiurim that the Rebbe gave then was he brought down from Nigla the Torah many areas where we find that your just intentions have a tremendous halachic effect. The greatest one that I remember is that Rebbe quoted the whole din of Pigul, that when a Kohen is doing any one of the four essential avodas of Shechita, or receiving the blood, or taking the blood to the Mizbeach, or throwing the blood, just his intent will change the status of the carbon. So perhaps this is just another great example where we find in halacha that not only words have an effect halachically, but just your intent, just your machshava, has a koyach in our sense, like that Rambam Paskin, cipher eating, cipher drinking. If you decide in your heart, in your mind, the meal is over. If you then change your mind, now you have to make a new bracha. Indeed, al pinigla, we find machshava moyelas.